Okay, let's get going. So we see
Okay.
that from the massive changes in the environment, then also the ages of the people are coming down. From Noah, he was 950, and then by the time you get down to Abraham, remember that's about another 10 generations, the ages have come down to just under 200 years.
所以呢，我们要再回来讲，就是从诺亚之前，大家的这个生命大概都有900岁左右，然后到了诺亚之后，一直到亚伯拉罕又有十代，这十代呢，就每一代的寿命就减少个几十年，所以到了亚伯拉罕的时候，都就是他们的平均寿命大概已经降到200岁左右。
And then by the time you get down to Joseph from Abraham, so that's Abraham's great grandson. Joseph died when he was about 120, I think, 115, 120 maybe. So we see that even from Abraham to Joseph, very quickly the ages have come down even more.
然后从这个亚伯拉罕一直到约瑟，就是亚伯拉罕的曾孙吧，到他曾孙的时候，那他们的寿命已经降到100岁左右。
Yeah, so again, this is a result of the environment. The environment has changed a lot since the flood.
所以呢，这让我们理解呢，这些都是整个大自然改变后造成的影响。
And that period, I think if you look at the times from Noah down to Abraham, it's maybe 1500 years, something like that. It's not so long.
所以你看，从诺亚到亚伯拉罕中间差不多只有150年左右，哈，这个整个世界环境变化已经这么大。
Now we're talking about how Adam is the federal head of all humans. Federal means like he was the origin of all humans.
所以我们再回来讲说，亚当他是所有人类的始祖。
Yeah, I'll just put that word up again. Some of you might not have been here when we first had it. And the word is federal. It normally relates to government, but in this case, theologians use this word to describe Adam as the origin of humans.
就是我们这个 federal 这个字，一般常常就是跟这个 federal government 政府连接在一起讲的，但是它也有对于亚当来说，他是所有人类始祖的这个始祖呢，也可以用 federal head 这个字来说。
Yeah. So every human being on the planet right now shares the same genes as Adam.
而现在世界上所有的人类，每一个人类。都是呢，从亚当时代的这个基因流传下来的。
Yeah. But the same can also be said about Noah, because we all came from Noah. He was the last surviving person of his generation. It was him and his wife. And then again, they're going to have their three sons. But every person in humanity can say that we have a shared gene pool in Noah.
而对于诺亚来讲，他也有类似的角色哈，因为我们经过洪水之后呢，我们所有的人类其实是从诺亚一家他三个儿子的后嗣，我们都是他们的后裔，那因此我们也都跟诺亚有相关的基因的流传。
So when that God is giving this confirmation of the covenant to Noah, it's also to all his descendants, and I keep emphasizing this, that we are his descendants, so we take part in this covenant that was given to Noah.
所以从创世纪9章9节里面哈，我们可以知道，就是神呢，他跟诺亚以及他的后裔立约，所以那我们都是诺亚的后裔，所以我们一定都 share 都共享神跟诺亚一家人所立的约。
And that covenant relates to God's plan for humanity, that there will be salvation for all mankind.
所以呢，神所立的跟他们诺亚一家重新确认的这个约呢，就让我们知道人类将会有所谓的救世主会、拯救者会来到，是为拯救我们所有的人类。
Because if Noah didn't survive the flood and his children didn't survive the flood, then there would have been no line down to Jesus Christ. There would be no savior.
因为如果诺亚的家人没有从这个洪水中生还的话，之后就不会有耶稣基督的降生。
And actually, in the book of Jude, it talks about this salvation that we have in Noah. He sort of brings up their relationship there. and talks about it as actually there's a comparison between baptism as well. That's in the book of Jude and 2 Peter, maybe. Let me just have a look, where we have this verse for people being delivered. In 2 Peter verses 2:4 and 2:5.
好，我们看一下彼得后书2章4和2章5节。
Okay, now we're not going to go over the verses now. I'll just bring them up in the Chinese though, so you can have a look. And then the 2 Peter 2:4. So he mentions about the angels having to be thrown down into Tartarus. That was their punishment.
这边主要在讲的是说，如果神没有宽容犯了罪的天使，把他们丢到地狱，交到黑暗捆锁中，等候审判。
Okay, and then this verse in 2 Peter 2:5, how it says that he did not spare the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth one, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly.
而神呢，如果也没有宽容上古的世代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了传义道的诺亚一家八口的话。
Yeah, and there's another verse somewhere as well, and I thought it was in Jude, but he talks about this baptism, how the ark is a symbol of the baptism. When Noah entered into the ark, that was his salvation.
而在犹大书里面有讲到一段，他说法就是诺亚进到这个方舟，基本上就等于是他的一个获得拯救。救赎的一个状态，哈，那就好像他得到了一个施洗的状态。
It's in the doctrine about the baptism. I'll have to bring it up again. But God does use Noah. He's a symbol of our salvation. It's like we say a typology. So he becomes a symbol of salvation that we have in Jesus Christ.
所以这个经文现在一下子找不出来，哈，但是等到。Tim 找到的时候，他会再跟我们讲解。就是说，这一段其实是在谈的是施洗、受洗的这件事情。那他提到《犹大书》里面提到，就是诺亚的方舟，它其实就代表了一个获得神的拯救，也就是有了一个施洗而得到拯救的一个象征性的意义。应该其实说不止象征，它这是一个实质的意义。
And so just like Noah building the ark and then going on the ark, that was his salvation for him. So too we have salvation in Jesus Christ.
所以诺亚在当时他把整个方舟建造起来，好，然后一直到进入方舟，这整个过程就跟这个耶稣基督他救赎我们所有的过程，他其实一样的，都是一个救赎的过程，他需要有建造，然后进入。然后得救的一个完整的一个过程。
Yeah, and there's other symbolism as well. For example, the ark had one door, and they went into the ark through one door. And like Jesus said, He is the door, He is the way. Now, He actually said, I am the door to eternal life.
而这个诺亚方舟呢，只有一个门，这个门就是要进入那个门。而耶稣基督也说他就是那个门。要进入他的门才会得救。
So we have all of the symbolism, and Noah is also becoming our representative for us. So when God speaks to Noah and gives him this promise, then again, it's to all of us.
所以呢，这整个的象征意义非常非常的多哈，就包括就是诺亚就象征着我们得到救赎。那诺亚得到救赎了，我们也得到救赎。
Okay, now let's move on to the next person in the line who we're talking about God's covenants that he has with various people, and we can see God's faithfulness and his plan through the study of covenants.
所以当我们来研读这个神给我们的约定的时候，我们就知道神是如此的信实，他是如此的信实的对他给我们的每一个约定。
Okay, now God made promises with Abraham, which we can divide into three kinds of promises or three categories of promises.
那我们现在来谈这个神给亚伯拉罕的约定。好，那神给亚伯拉罕的应许大概可以分成三大方向。
And the three of them, you have the land, as you can see, this is called the Palestinian Agreement, and you have the people, and then eternal covenant.
所以这是三个呢，第一个是 得地的这个应许，第二个是人民，就是百姓，第三个是永恒的这三种约定。
Yeah, so when you're talking in English, we might say, for example, the Palestinian covenant or the people's covenant or the eternal covenant that God made with Abraham.
所以一般我们把它讲成是一个巴勒斯坦人的土地，还有百姓和永恒这三个约。
Now, you have to remember, all throughout the Bible, Abraham is a major character in the Bible, all the way from Genesis through to Revelation.
我们要理解啊，亚伯拉罕在这个圣经里面是一直很重要的一个人物哈，从创世纪到最后的启示录，他都是一个重要的人物。
But especially in the book of Genesis, you know, giving the historical information about Abraham, it starts in at about Genesis chapter 11 and goes through for 20 or 30 chapters just about Abraham and his life.
而在创世纪里面呢，更是哈，这个亚伯拉罕正是最重要的主角之一了。从第创世纪十一章一直大概连续二三十章都是在谈他。
When they're talking about world religions, they actually mention Judaism and Christianity and Islam all together under the name of the Abrahamic religions. So, you know, Abraham is such an influence that when they talk about world religions and they have put them into categories, they will often talk about Judaism. So that's the religion of Jews. And they have Christianity and Islam, and they put them all together.
所以呢，在这个历史上，对于这个宗教的这个世界宗教的这种分辨哈，或者是说把它分类来讲，那也把这个亚伯拉罕当作是三种宗教，就是犹太教、伊斯兰教跟基督教三种宗教的一个源头。
And these are recognized as really the only monotheistic religions, or the main one. There probably are others, and you get variations, you get different sects from these. But these are recognized as the major monotheistic religions. Okay, and mono means one, so one God. These are the religions of the one God.
所以呢，这三种就是犹太教。基督教、伊斯兰教呢，都是被称之为亚伯拉罕宗的宗教哈。那这三种就是说，这三个教都有同一个神，所以 monotheistic religion 就是同一神的一个宗教。
Yeah, you have the word mono means one, and then theistic from the Greek word theos means God.
啊，就是一神啊，同一神的一个宗教，只有一个神的宗教。
Now, remember, Islam is a false religion, so we don't really want to include that with us, but it is true that this religion was designed by Satan, but with Abraham as one of the key figures.
当然我们不愿意跟这个伊斯兰教摆在同一个类别里，因为我们知道伊斯兰教是一个虚假的宗教，那是被撒旦所创造的，但是它的源头也是在设计在亚伯拉罕身上。
Yeah, because remember that Islam was pronounced or it was given to Muhammad in the desert by the false angel calling himself Gabriel.
这个整个伊斯兰教是从穆罕默德他说他在沙漠里面遇到了一个自称为加百利的天使开始的。
And that Gabriel angel, the angel Gabriel, that wasn't a real Gabriel. That was a demon from Satan pretending to be Gabriel.
而这个他所这个穆罕默德所遇到的这个加百利天使，其实不是真的加百利天使，而是撒旦他假扮出来的加百利。
But Muhammad, he was from the Arab race, and remember the Arabs came down from Ishmael, who was the son of Abraham.
然后呢，穆罕默德呢，他是从这个阿拉伯人的血脉中出生的，而这个阿拉伯人是以实玛利，也就是亚伯拉罕的第一个儿子。
And remember, Ishmael, he was the illegitimate, or we could almost say like he was the bastard son of Abraham with the housemaid whose name was Hagar. She was an Egyptian slave woman.
但是因为这个亚伯拉罕的这个故事，应该大家一定都读过了哈，就是说他是跟他的太太的佣人当做他的妾，然后生了以实玛利。
But in the Islam religion, they use Abraham and they use Ishmael to make a claim that the line of salvation comes down through Ishmael. They say that Ishmael is the firstborn son of Abraham, so he's the most important son, and he's the one that God gives the promise about salvation to.
所以呢，这个伊斯兰教呢，他们就利用这个以实玛利是亚伯拉罕生的第一个孩子的这个立场呢，来这个声明神其实是要将以实玛利当做整个亚伯拉罕后裔得到应许的那一族。
And just to stress the importance of this, in the Islam religion, they actually say that God gave a covenant to the world, not through Isaac, but through Ishmael. They actually say that in the Quran.
而且呢，他们这个伊斯兰教的所有的人呢，他们都在《可兰经》里面读到，啊，就在放在《可兰经》里面说，以实玛利这一支呢，才是真正神给予应许之约的这一组，而不是根据以撒，就是所有的这个应许不是在以撒的这一支上，而是在以实玛利这一支。
But you have to remember the Quran was written 600 years after the book of Revelation was completed. About 500, maybe 530 years, I think, after the book of Revelation was completed.
但是我们要知道哦，就是他们的《可兰经》是在《创世纪》这一卷书写完后的530年，《可兰经》才被写下来。
And in the Quran, it also talks about when Abraham made a sacrifice on the top of Mount Moriah. And we know he was sacrificing Isaac, but the Quran says he was sacrificing Ishmael.
而《可兰经》呢，也做了很大的一个骗局，就是他在《可兰经》里面说，亚伯拉罕到了山上要将以撒献祭的这一段情节，他把以撒换成了以实玛利。
And the other thing they say is that Hagar, the Bible says very clearly that she was a slave woman, but the Quran says that she is actually Abraham's wife, one of Abraham's wives.
而在这个《可兰经》里面呢，以实玛利的母亲夏甲在《可兰经》里面把她称之为亚伯拉罕的太太，而不称之为小妾。
Okay, so this is just some of the many, many lies and deceit that you could find in the Quran.
所以你就看到这个在《可兰经》里面有多少的这个骗局。
Okay, so really, they say that Islam comes from Abraham, which in a way is true, but it's not the true religion, obviously.
所以呢，我们如果从世界宗教的这个学派来分，伊斯兰教是属于跟亚伯拉罕有关，的确哈。但是我们也知道，伊斯兰教所有的内容都是根据谎言，所以我们不应该把它列入跟亚伯拉罕有关。
Okay, so I'll cross that name off the list.
所以我们现在把它从这个名单中删除。
Okay, and then you have these other two. You have Judaism and Christianity, and these two religions are well, it's not a religion really, but they're the same thing because from Judaism you get Christianity.
所以呢，我们就回过来看犹太教跟这个基督教啊，我们其实都不愿意称它为宗教哈，它只是一个信仰。这两个信仰的确都是根源于亚伯拉罕。
But the point is, that Abraham is a very important figure in human history.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕是在人类的历史上非常重要的人物。
Now that's all we have time for today. But anyway, next Tuesday we can continue on from there, and we'll go into the covenants that God has given to Abraham.
所以我们今天的课程呢，只能讲到这边。那下礼拜二的时候，我们再来继续谈亚伯拉罕。
Okay, does anybody have any questions just before we finish off?
现在在场的同学们有没有什么问题？我们可以来讨论一下。
You can invite them on chat, or you could open up I think the microphones need to be opened.
Okay, 你们可以把那个麦克风打开来讨论。
Okay, or you can ask me on, I think most of you have my WeChat online, so you can always ask me there if you have any questions.
如果有问题的话，你们也可以再用这个简讯的方式跟 Tim 来问，那我们下次再来回答。
Okay, well, let's pray first.
好，我们现在做结束祷告。
So, Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the studies that we've been able to study now.
感谢天父，让我们学习今天的所有的内容。
We give thanks that through your word we can understand the history all the way going back to the time of Adam and all these important people that you have given these covenants to.
经由这些圣经的教导，让我们能够了解历史，一直从亚当开始，以及你曾经立约的这些重要人物。
We give thanks to your faithfulness and always upholding your promises.
我们要感谢你对我们的信实，一直能够坚守我们的约定，让我们得到你的所有的应许。
And pray that you encourage us to keep learning truth, to develop our faith, and have great confidence in you and your plan for us.
也感谢你呢，能够让我们经由学习，能够一直增进我们的信心，然后让我们能够跟着你的计划行。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.